If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Box Trek. I'm your host, Matt Brady. Joining me, as always, is Tiffany O'Malley. Tiffany, how are you doing today?
It's been a great day today. Still on vacation.
Yeah, still on that Christmas break. You go back Monday?
Yes, unfortunately.
Well, I don't know. Weather's pretty cold. I guess there's like a cyclone, cold cyclone or something going around. That's
something like that.
They're calling it. So maybe you'll get a snow day.
Maybe.
So today, guys, what we're going to be doing is we are going to be talking our top 10 favorite non-main series Mario games. So that would be anything outside of the main series, but we're excluding Kart for this list because we specifically want to do – we want to give Kart its own list.
Yeah.
But first and foremost, this is our first podcast of 2018.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the first Box Trek of 2018. So I kind of thought we'd do an update. So this is kind of my tentative plan for Box Trek this year. I plan on keeping it a weekly podcast. Chances are you will get certainly more than one a week because Tiffany and I pretty much post every week. And then Alan, Thomas, and I get together when we can and do one. So I would expect five a month-ish. Possibly more. We're going to be doing a one exclusive Patreon podcast. Cause we're starting a Patreon page because people have kind of asked us how they want to support the channel. And so I said, well, I guess I'll start a Patreon. So, literally I have it set up to be $1. So if you give more than that, if you want, you can get whatever you want, but I figured that's fair. So people get an exclusive podcast. So I'm not trying to like rip people off or thing. I know some people are like, hey, let's have like $50 tiers, which is just like outrageous.
As far that's as a little much,
that's a little much. I'm just like, okay, I'll do a Patreon. So, that is what it is. But anyway, so you get a podcast
the people
there.
What they want.
Yeah. Get the people what they want. And so, I'll still be doing stuff on YouTube, more like video game covers and, just like smaller reviews and things like that. So quite a big year for Box Trek. This new format, switching over here to iTunes and Podbean for a lot of stuff, is working really well. So that's kind of the tentative plan for 2018. So keep sending us your gaming stories. Yes. Keep sending us comments. We just got one the other day that was really awesome. And give us suggestions. That's really the best way to help influence the show towards what you want it to be. So. Okay, so Tiffany.
Yeah.
Gaming goals for 2018.
Okay.
Give me two games, or give me one, and then I'll give one, and then we'll go back to you.
Okay.
So we'll call this bucket list games. Games you've never played that you're like, okay, it's finally time for me to get around to. It can be a Nintendo game, because that's kind of what you and I mostly do, but can be anything. So do you have ones ready?
I do. I have both ready, just so you know.
Okay, then you can give both.
Oh, you want me to go? Okay. All right. So the first game that I want to play, and we're taking it back, I want to play Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah.
Because I haven't played it. Mm-hmm. And I love Yoshi.
Yeah, you can get it on 3DS or you can get it on Wii U when we get you a Wii U.
Yeah, I need that Wii U. It's got to be something I got to get this year.
Okay. Yeah, and your second?
My second is Pokken Tournament.
Okay. Again, you can get it on the Wii U or you can get it on the Switch.
Yep. Very intrigued in that one because I usually don't play that style, but I'll do anything for, you know, Pokemon.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. For me, two games I've always wanted to play / need to play. I'll stick with two Nintendo games. So I have never really played Super Metroid. I need to play it. It's like a classic. It's like one of the top three games on the SNES. It is on the SNES Classic. I've just never really gotten around to it. So I need to play and finish that. And then another one that's on the SNES Classic as well as the SNES is Secret of Mana. It's just another, it's a big, yeah, a big RPG. So I just need to get to it. So anyway, those are kind of my gaming goals. So those are the two games I like. If I don't hit anything else, I want to hit those games. So
sounds good.
Okay. So let's go ahead and begin. So for this list, it has to be a non-main series Mario game. And that will include anything from like Luigi's games, Wario, Yoshi, anything that's not a main series game, not Mario Kart. And yeah.
So that's pretty much it, right?
That's pretty much it. And we're going to exclude, say, like Smash Brothers. Like Smash Brothers wouldn't count for this list.
What? Well, you're going to be real mad at me.
Okay, well, I don't know if I consider that a Mario game, but I guess we'll
is
go with it.
Is he in it, Matt? Is he in it?
If we count the games that Mario is in, then that includes like Punch-Out and a bunch of other things. So how many?
Hey, I didn't tell you couldn't be on that list.
How many Smash Brothers games do you have on your list?
Maybe three.
Oh my god. Okay, well, Tiffany's,
I enjoy it.
Tiffany's list may include Smash Brothers. Mine will not, but that's okay. We'll just see what we got here. So okay, what do you have
god,
at number 10?
You hated Smash Brothers. Like,
no, I love Smash Brothers. I don't know if I consider it a Mario. It's like a Nintendo thing, so that's okay. No, we'll roll with it. I should have said that.
Let
so
me do it.
Yeah, I should have said that when we were planning. That was on me, so we'll roll with it.
We'll blame Matt.
That's on me. Yeah. So, okay. What do you have at number 10?
Okay. Number 10 is pretty stinking epic, and I hope you remember this game. Mario and Yoshi on the NES, the puzzle game.
Yeah, it's not on my list, but yes, I do remember it.
Yeah. So you can either have like the single player mode or like the two player modes. And basically there's like piranha plants and Goombas and Boos that come down. And you have to get a bottom eggshell and a top eggshell to kind of come down and match. And you get points based on that. And you can set your speed to it and you get your scores and then you move up different levels. And it's just, it was one of the most fun games I ever played on the NES. I loved it as a kid.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised. I mean, there have been like puzzle games that involve Mario since then, but I'm really surprised that that was a series that never really got anything else.
I loved it. And people loved Tetris. It was kind of, you know, I think they were playing off that a little bit with, you know, with the puzzle. But, you know, I mean, I ate it up as a kid because you had to be strategic about where you placed your blocks and your enemies. So that's my number 10. I just loved it. So fun.
Okay. Well, at my number 10 is a game I bet you never played. I'm going to bet you don't even know this exists.
Do it.
That is Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix.
No.
You did not know this game existed?
Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Revolution Mario Mix is phenomenal. It's basically, it's Dance Dance Revolution, but it's all remixed Mario themes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some classics include Here We Go, Pipe Pop, Destruction Dance, Jump Jump Jump, and my personal favorite, Boo Boogie. Yeah,
there he is.
There's the Foz.
It's been a while, you guys. Happy
it has
New
been
year.
A while. Yeah. But Boo Boogie, yeah, that's by far the best song in the game. But yeah, it's basically just Mario Dance Dance Revolution. It's pretty phenomenal. Oh, he'll be fine. You know, actually, I've been listening to some of our other podcasts. I don't know if you can actually hear him bark in the podcast.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think we hear it, and I don't think other people do.
Oh, well.
Well,
if you don't hear it, I'm sorry, because it's a treat.
Yeah. I don't know why. For some reason, sometimes I don't know. But so anyway, so if in the event you ever hear us say, well, there he is, we're talking about Tiffany's dog.
Right. Who not just some random thing.
Yeah, who is a regular on the show.
He is indeed.
But Mario Dance Dance Revolution came out like 2005. It was originally planned to maybe be like an add-on to Mario Party, one of the Mario Party games, but
okay.
Yeah. It's pretty great. I don't know if you really need to go buy that game, But it's certainly worth watching someone do a playthrough. Yeah, it starts with Waluigi stealing like 4 music keys that can grant wishes. So yeah, there's even like a story involved.
Oh my goodness.
It's pretty ridiculous. So.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, Tiffany, what do you have at your number 9?
So my number 9 is Mario Power Tennis.
And ooh, I have that at my number 8.
Do so you?
I'll talk about it too. Yeah.
Because we used to play it together.
We did used to play. I know. There's actually quite a bit of pictures on Facebook of us.
There are a lot. We should post one of those.
Oh God. Yeah, that's back when I had hair as long as yours.
You did. It was pretty epic. Mario Power Tennis was on the good old GameCube. I don't know what year it came out.
Oh, probably like 2004, 2005.
Yeah. Somewhere around there. And so, you know, you could do teams or you could do, you know, like a single player mode. But we would just sit at our friend's house.
Evan McLeod, give him a shout out.
Evan
gets the shout out today.
Yes. And we would just play for hours end. The best part was when like you would get your power shots in where your power gauge was full and you would just like crush the ball and like no one can touch it. So
And there's always so much strategy involved. Like I think what always ended up happening was that we would have somebody play like a big guy like Donkey Kong or Bowser and just get to the front of the net and just like and then you have like somebody deep rather than like, okay, you take this side, I take this side.
Someone fast.
Yeah. It's like play. But there is a lot of there is quite a bit of depth to it. Like, oh, do you play fast people? Do you play people who have, and everybody has different power shots.
Yep.
So yeah.
Do you remember your character that you played?
Diddy Kong.
Yeah. Okay. It was Peach. So she had like the super spin and then she had like the kiss return. So she would like send out like kisses and it would just like crush the ball.
Yeah. No, Diddy Kong was all about the bananas.
So many bananas. Oh, and the barrel jet.
Yeah.
Yes,
he could like zoom to like where the ball is going to be.
He would. God, this game is so great.
And I think Mario just did like a fire shot that was like really fast.
Is called Iron Hammer.
Okay.
I just never, like I said in a previous episode, I never play as Mario. Never.
Yeah. I was just trying to think of what some of the other people did. So I know this game was re-released for the Wii. And you could use like the Wii motion controls. And there's a game I'll get to later, which was also a GameCube game, but then they actually just did a full GameCube or a full Wii version. Yeah. But there was also like, there was different tennis courts you could play on. And stuff like that. And the Mario, I've always liked the Mario Tennis game. I think there's one for the 64. There's one for the GameCube. The one for the 3DS is really good. It almost made my list. But I've chose this one instead because of the nostalgia.
Okay. Yeah.
And, then the one for the Wii U is like a big letdown. So. It's disappointing.
You also had, the unlockable players that you could get. Like you could get Wiggler and Fly Guy and, Paratrooper. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Then there was one for the Game Boy Advance Power Tour. That one's that's a weird one because you can play as like real people. It's weird. Mm. Not like real athletes, but like human characters. Yeah. It's just weird. Mario Tennis opens one for the 3DS. It's really good. And that was before it. Before it was Mario Tennis for the 64. Mario Tennis for the Virtual Boy. Good God.
Hello.
If you want to go blind, and then just tennis for the NES, but I don't think it was a Mario game. I think Mario is he's the judge in that game. So okay, at my number 9, I have Super Mario Maker. Super Mario Maker came out on the Wii U and is now out on the 3DS. Came out quite a bit of time after that, but basically it's a Mario level editor. There had been people who had done that before. There was like a hacked version of Super Mario World, which people had made like, ridiculous levels. And so Nintendo finally just did it with the Wii U. And it actually was like one of the best games for the Wii U because it uses the touchscreen really well. So you can use your pad and draw around and stuff.
Yeah.
The really cool thing about it is that you can pick 4 different art styles Super Mario 1, Super Mario 3, Super Mario World, and New Super Mario Brothers. And so you can switch at any time the art style, which will switch the music and stuff like that. Yeah, it's really cool. And it's all just little interchangeable parts, and you just click and move them around. But the best thing is that you can post your levels online. But in order to post a level online, you yourself have to be able to beat it. So you can't just make something.
Yeah,
you can't make something that's unbeatable. And just go online and look at some of the crazy things. Like stuff there's like, there's no way I would ever be able to beat some of these levels where there's like huge cliffs and you have to like hold a shell and like throw it down and bounce off another shell. And like, you know, you have to like, there's parts where you have to like, you get a mushroom so that you can get hit so that you'll be invincible for a couple seconds so that you can like run across something you wouldn't be able to run across. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's absurd. Just like watch some of the things, but it's really cool. The biggest downfall to the game though is that you have to play it for like 2 weeks before you unlock everything.
Because
the idea was that they want to like introduce like new mechanics every day. So like once you're past, it might only be like 8 days, excuse me, but that's still kind of annoying. So if you wanted to rent this game, not that people really rent games anymore, but if you did want to, it would suck. It'd be like terrible. Because you wouldn't be able to do everything. So, it was kind of an interesting idea. So people kind of learn as you go. Mm-hmm. But other than that, then there's like challenge modes where they give you just 100 levels. You have to plow through those and you can go online and find levels. And you can see like what the percentages of people that pass your level, you can, get rated on it. It's really cool. It's really cool. You can post levels online and
I like how interactive that is. That's really cool. 'Cause then you just start bringing the community together.
Yeah, it's honestly one of the better things Nintendo's ever done online. Because as we all know, Nintendo does not have a really good online presence. They just don't really get it. But yeah, Super Mario Maker
and I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Come on.
Yeah, I don't get it. But it is...
another episode.
Yeah, but it's a lot of fun. It's really cool. It got really good reviews. It's Super Mario Maker. Definitely check it out. I will say the Wii U version is definitely the version to get. The 3DS version. The 3DS version is like missing some features and stuff like that. So
Okay,
Tiffany, what do you have at your number 8?
Well, here's where we start the downhill spiral of you not wanting Smash Brothers.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. Well, I have Super Smash Brothers Melee.
Okay.
I don't know. I just really like this game. I liked that there was more characters added this time around in the game. I was always playing as Pikachu anyway, though.
Yeah.
Great levels. You know, I love that they kept like a Congo Jungle and the Hyrule and Mushroom Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, Super Smash Bros. Melee, people still play it today at like Evo, the big fighting tournaments. It's still considered by many, I would say the hardcore, the best Smash Brothers game, because it's really fast. And it's crazy to watch some of the fights between people who are like really good. Like it's nuts how fast they're doing. They're like wave dashing. It's a whole, I don't know. Melee.
You get like different kind of matches, like you have timed matches.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are a ton.
Stock match, coin.
Yeah, there are a ton more characters. Melee has Pichu. Pichu is the only character who has not been brought back at some point.
Bring him back.
But Melee did a lot of really cool things. It introduced like Marth and Roy, and then the Fire Emblem series in America kind of took off from that because there was enough interest in it, which is cool. So Melee is kind of a really important game. It's a huge difference between the one on the 64, which I'm sure we'll get to at some point in Tiffany's list.
Oh, well, you don't know me at all, do you?
I'm just taking a guess here, but, Melee, really good soundtrack. Really, has some of my favorite Smash levels that have never come back, including Poke Floats. Yeah. Pokey Floats. Poke Float right. Stage.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember that one?
This Pokemon Stadium one?
No. The Pokemon Float Stage, where they're like big Pokemon like balloons.
Oh god, I don't remember that.
Oh yeah, it's great. You gotta look it up.
I don't have my GameCube anymore. I have the game.
No, well, do you have a Wii? Do you have a Wii that'll play?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I've never tried it before, but I do have a Wii. Yeah.
Does it have a slot at the top to plug in GameCube controllers?
It could. I don't know.
Well, if it does, then you have one of the earlier Wiis, which will do that. Some of the later ones don't, but.
Okay. I think I have an earlier one, so it should.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So that's cool.
Well, that handles that.
Yeah. Super Smash Brothers Melee. Yes. At some point, I'm sure we'll do an entire episode on Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we'll save that for that. Well, at my number 8, I have Power Tennis, which we already talked about. So what do you have at number 7?
Super Smash Brothers for 3DS.
Oh, for 3DS. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I actually really enjoyed this game. And I think one of the main reasons is that I could get Ganondorf and I could get Charizard. You know how I feel about Charizard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just really cool. And they started with the online play sucks, but when it does work, it's pretty fun.
Yeah. Super Smash Brothers for the 3DS. It's kind of like the little brother to the Wii U version. So they're pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. God. Yeah. It's great. The 3DS one has a lot of really cool stages that are just for it though. I'll say that.
Mm-hmm.
I played the demo the year it came out, 'cause I was just like, well, I'm just going to wait for the Wii U version, but I like the demo a lot. Although I may be kind of nervous because the 3DS like joypad, it's not really like the.
You can't go hard on it, kind of.
Yeah,
a little
but
dainty.
yeah, maybe kind of nervous, but the game runs well.
Yeah,
and so it's mostly Super Smash Brothers Wii U, which is. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I love it. There's so many added characters,
tons of levels, and tons of different characters.
Mm-hmm. So many things to do. I don't know if you can do the 8-player battle on that one.
I haven't tried the 8 on that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
usually, like when I was playing online, I was like playing my cousin Andy and then just like the single player mode.
Okay. Yeah. And you get all the same characters that are in the Wii U version. I don't know about all the DLC characters, but you get all the regular characters.
Yeah. But it was just really cool because I had Smash Brothers and I could take it anywhere I wanted to go.
Yep. Which is
one of my favorite games. So
yeah, which is exactly why we need Smash Brothers for the Switch.
Hello.
Yeah, so we can get that full Smash Brothers on the go.
Full on Smash Brothers. And give us a working online component. That would be great. Thanks.
Yeah, the one on the Wii was like terrible. It was god awful. The one on the 3DS, not very good. The one on the Wii U is good. It's stable. It plays well. As long as you have like a good internet connection, it works.
Yeah.
So, okay. At my number 7, I have Mario Super Sluggers. So that is Mario Baseball for the Wii. One second. Sorry. I had to pull it up there.
Yeah, you're fine.
Mario Super Sluggers. Yes. Yeah, so again, it's just another Mario sports game. But the thing I really liked about this was that it actually was kind of cool with the Wii because the controls are so simple that, I mean, I think we all agree the best part of Wii Sports was baseball. I think that was like, you know, there's baseball. I don't know. There's bowling as well, I guess. But for me,
liked
it was
bowling a lot.
Yeah. I liked the baseball. And so that's basically what this was. It took the same idea. But there's so many characters in this game. Like, it's insane. So basically, because the way this works is that you have 8 captains, and that's like your main characters, right? That's like Mario, Luigi, Peach, who's my favorite, or not Peach. Well, she is in the game, but Daisy, who's my favorite in the game.
Daisy, yeah.
And then like, I think Birdo was like the last captain. They're like, oh, we got to get somebody in here. So let's go with Birdo.
I love Birdo. Underrated character.
Underrated. But so then all of the other type of characters like, Dry Bones, Shy Guy, Magic Koopa, and stuff like that are basically the fill-in spots on your team. And so the captains have a special pitch, a special bat, and I think they'll have specials in the outfield. I can't remember. But so like Mario throws like a super fastball and he like, you know, will fire like a line drive. Donkey Kong uses his like fist to bat, which is hilarious. But my favorite, which is Daisy, because Daisy, her pitch isn't really super great, but her hit is awesome. So it's in a way it's kind of cheap, but it's rather than giving her something that's like a pretty much guaranteed home run, which is like everybody else's, she gets like a guaranteed single. So mm-hmm. it's like you'll like launch something into the infield and then it puts this like rainbow or it puts this like flower bed around it. And so it's like you can't get to it. So it's only like a single. Whereas other people, it's like you're pretty much going to get a home run, but there's a chance you're not going to get anything else. So it's like, well, I'd rather take a guaranteed base hit than like a 90% chance at a home run. but it's really cool. There's actually a lot of really cool stuff you can do. So you can set up, there's like chemistry bonuses. So if your outfielders are like two people from the same thing. So there's like Donkey Kong, the King K. Rool is in the game. Funky Kong is in the game, which is awesome because he uses a surfboard to hit. But so if they're from like the same game, they'll have like a chemistry bonus and then they can if you're doing like a fielding thing, right? So if your center fielder is throwing to the shortstop and your shortstop happens to be somebody from the same game, there's like a chemistry bonus and then it'll like let you like do it faster. So it's all about building the right team as well.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it's really deep actually. Like it's surprisingly a really deep game. And there's just all sorts of other really cool stuff. Like, so there's obviously every field you play at is different. You know, like if you play at Bowser's Castle, there's, you know, bombs.
I don't know why I never played this game.
It's a lot of fun.
What am I doing?
A lot of fun. I love it. I probably like 60 hours into this thing. It keeps records. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And there's like a home run derby and all those kinds of stuff too. So
pretty cool.
So yeah. Okay, so we're on to number six now. So Tiffany, what do you have at number six?
So number six, I have Mario Golf on the 64.
Okay. Yeah, this was another one real close to make my list, but did not in the end.
Yeah. So actually, my husband and I used to just sit down and we would play this game for like hours. I don't know how many hours I put into it, but long story short, I lived in this really nice house with my husband and then like two of his friends. So all we would do is, this was when we were dating, all we would do is like we would play video games together or watch like Seinfeld. So we would play like hours of like Mario Party and Mario Golf, and this is one of the most fun games. I would always be Peach. I just love Peach. Realistically, I should be Daisy because she has brown hair, but it just didn't work out for me.
That's okay.
But you know, you get to like set your shot and power it up, and you could like take your camera and go like down the green and, you know, see where you're at and measure the slopes. And it's just a really, really fun game that you can really get into. And I believe this game kept records as well.
Yeah. Again, it's another great, it's one of the things where it's like sports games. Like I would never play a golf game.
Oh, ever. Heck no. No.
Ever. Like I just like, if golf is your thing, that's cool. It's definitely not mine.
Oh, well, I love playing golf in real life, and I'm definitely an athlete, but, like, I would never sit down to play a sports game unless I could be Peach.
Well, I mean, like, I like – so I'll play, like, Madden or NBA or something.
So you won't even do that.
Yeah, but, like, golf, I'm just, like – even – I don't like playing golf. I mean, maybe, like, putt-putt golf or something, but – But, like, I've played – you know, I played the Mario games. I played the Hot Shot golf games. So if they're, like, arcade-y golf games, I'm down.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Mario Golf for 64, just another – it's another one of those great 64 games. You get four controllers. Everyone's in. They're playing. It's competitive. It's fun. And the Mario Golf series – I actually have the one for the 3DS World Tour, which is really good. I like it a lot.
There's so many 3DS games that I have to like catch up on.
Yeah,
I love the 3DS, and there's so many quality titles.
Oh my god! Yeah, there was a year I think it was like 2014 or something where the 3DS like won a lot of like System of the Year because it was like the year Luigi's Mansion came out of the 3DS and stuff like that. So, and then of course, so if you go back to the NES, there's Open Tournament Golf, which is really Mario Golf, because the first player plays as Mario and the second player plays as Luigi. But it's great, and I played it a lot back in the day. So
nice.
Mario Golf. I don't know what
Mario
it is. Mario works as golf. I mean, is he still a plumber? Or I don't know, because he's a golfer, he's an athlete, he drives cars.
He's doing a lot of stuff. He's in the Olympics for crying out loud. So I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
I think he left his job as a plumber.
Yeah, I don't think he's a plumber anymore.
No.
Okay, so number five. Oh wait, my number six.
Do your number six.
My number six is Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, which just came out on the 3D or the 3DS. They just did a remake of it for the 3DS. So this was the game that really I bought it. I think it came out right with the Game Boy Advance SP, I believe. Maybe not, but that's when I got it. So it's basically, so there's the Super Mario RPG game, which our mutual friend Katie, who is a member of Switch and Flick, absolutely like adores and thinks it's the greatest game ever.
Hey, Katie.
Yeah, shout out. And but so this was kind of, so basically it got split up into two series, the Mario and Luigi series and the Paper Mario series. But so the Mario and Luigi Superstar Saga, you play as Mario and Luigi. It's an RPG, and you have like hammers and you run around and destroy things. And it started a big, long franchise, but it's just really cool. It's just this game doesn't take place in the Mushroom Kingdoms. Mm-hmm. Takes place in the Bean Bean Kingdom, which
the
is a neighboring.
Bean Bean Kingdom.
Yeah, it's a neighboring.
How cute is that?
It's a neighboring monarchy to the Mushroom Kingdom.
Awesome.
So yeah, it's just really cool. It's basically another just Mario RPG. Mm-hmm. And it's just kind of like you could tell they just tried a lot of things. Like, hey, we're just gonna see what happens. You like eat mushrooms to heal you and stuff like that. And it's just really cool. If you like Mario and you like RPGs, you should just check it out. And it's now it's on the 3DS. Mm-hmm. And the franchise goes on to include games like Partners in Time, Bowser's Inside Story, Dream Team, and then Paper Jam, which is like a Paper Mario and Luigi crossover game.
Mm.
Check it out. Okay, so now you're number five.
Yep, we're in top five now. Okay. I have Mario Party 3.
Okay.
Mario Party 3 was on the 64. Mm-hmm. I absolutely adore this game. I know it's a little unconventional. A lot of people don't really care for it, but whatever. I love it.
There's definitely going to be some more Mario.
Yeah. So I loved the maps in this game. You had Chilly Waters, Deep Bluebird Sea, Spiny Desert, Woody Woods, mm-hmm. Creepy Cavern, Waluigi's Island. That was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, they go up in like difficulty with 1 star to 3 stars. Woody Woods was pretty much my favorite because mm-hmm. you had like, I don't know, you had like the little moles and stuff. But once again, I'm always Peach. But there's just something about the Mario Party games that are just so fun. You can destroy friendships.
Absolutely.
With these games.
Even more than you could, I would say you could destroy friendships with Mario Kart.
Yes.
Mario Party is the ultimate friendship destroyer.
Let me go into a short story here.
Okay.
All right. So you know how you can gamble? Well, you can bet in these games. Okay. So there's a chomp and he eats a cake. So there's a big chomp and a little chomp, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I bet all of my coins on this little chomp, right? Okay. And he ends up beating the big chomp. So this person I'm playing, it was an ex.
Okay. I think I know who Tiffany's talking about. And guys, I'm just going to go ahead and say that guy's a loop. So.
And we're not going to give you a shout out.
We
award you points. God have mercy on your soul.
I don't remember. I don't really remember his name, but Tiffany, I'll just go ahead and say pretty much everyone in our big friend group was like, that guy's a loser. So,
well, thanks for telling me a little too late.
It's okay. You're with Marty now. Everything's good. We like him. Yeah.
All right. So I maxed out. I had 999 coins.
Okay.
He turned the system off.
Yeah. He's a sore loser. Yeah.
But I had never done that in my life. Like get 999 off of this gamble.
Wow.
It was absolutely amazing. I was so
in your case, not only did it destroy a friendship, it destroyed a relationship.
You're not a lion.
Was that it? Was that the final straw?
It should have been, Matt, but I was too blind.
It should have been.
It should have been.
Like, if we can't play Mario Party, this ain't gonna
work. Okay? It's not gonna work. If you can't handle me kicking your butt, we're done.
What's the point? Yeah.
So anyways, that's my short story about that. But I just, and then the feature in these games where you can go back and play all the mini games. I love mini games. So
Now you just bought the Mario. Did you go get it? You're talking about getting the Mario Party 100. Okay.
I actually thought of it today and I was like, I got to go out. I actually haven't been out of my house because it's been like negative degrees.
Yeah, it's real cold here in Ohio, guys.
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in Columbus where it's like, I don't know. It's been like zero, and Tiffany lives up by Lake Erie, so I have no clue.
The high is up there. Seven.
Yeah. So, okay, cool. Well, I'll have to get that too. Maybe we can play online.
I'm down.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So my number five is Super Paper Mario, another Wii game. I got some Wii games on here. The Wii was when I really started kind of collecting. It was towards the end of the Wii's life cycle when I moved back from Portland to Ohio, and I was kind of just looking at all the video games I had, and I was kind of like, wow, I have a lot. And so then I kind of said, you know, the Wii was just a system that I just didn't really play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I should start collecting games for it because they were really cheap. And so I just literally sat down one day and watched YouTube reviews of every single Wii game that ever existed. And it was like thousands. took a long time. But I was like, and I wrote down an enormous list of games I wanted to get for the Wii. And so that's really what I kind of started collecting. So the Wii has a really soft spot in my heart.
Aww.
So Super Paper Mario. So again, so there's the Mario and Luigi games, and then there's the Paper Mario games. So now I will say the people who are really into this series tend to say that the one for the GameCube, Thousand Year Door, is really good. I do not own it. I haven't played it, but I've heard good things. And then there was Paper Mario for the 64. Haven't really played it either. So Super Paper Mario, though, I have played. And one of the coolest things about this game is that it does this thing where you can flip in between 2D and 3D.
Mm.
And it's just really interesting. It's really cool. But it's not like it's not like when you flip into 3D regular Mario, you're still Paper Mario.
Okay.
But there's tons of puzzles that involve you like flipping between that perspective.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, there's tons. And so, here's something I can get to here. Here's something I can get to here.
Oh, you know what that reminds me of? That reminds me of Odyssey when you go into that 2D mode.
Actually, it's kind of like that. Except the opposite, where it's mostly 2D and then you get 3D sections. Yeah. Actually,
that's really cool.
Yeah, it's like that a lot. They're broken. The 3D sections are really small, like little corridors, though.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really cool. It's a really cool idea. And so you get to play, though, as your team is like Mario, Luigi, and then you get Bowser and Peach, and they all have different things, and so they all play differently and stuff like that. The game is really long, though, I will say. Like it was way longer than I felt like it needed to be, which I know sounds weird because it's kind of like, hey, I'll say this, like the level design is really cool, but like the world map that you have to go between to get to stuff, it's kind of confusing. Like, how do I get back there? Like, it's just not very intuitive, but it is really cool. And it is like a really fun narrative. Like Peach loses her voice, and so it's all about getting it back. And, it's really cool. It's a lot of fun. It's one of the Nintendo Select games, so you can find it for like $20. But you can probably find a used version for even cheaper. So, again, it's cool Mario game. Check it out. So, okay, Tiffany, what do you have at number four?
Number four is Epic. I have Yoshi's Story.
Okay.
I love this game.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually, which I didn't really realize.
This is the one for the 64, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And this is a sequel to Yoshi's Island, which I didn't really realize. I guess I should have, but I didn't. So it's like Yoshi's little story takes place in like a pop-up storybook. Mm-hmm. And you get to play with, you know, all the different colored Yoshis, and you're eating fruit, and it's just so cute.
Yeah.
It's like it's that typical Yoshi whimsy kind of a game. And, you know, you have to maintain a state of joy for the super happy tree. Like, how cute is that? This is definitely a Tiffany game. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gotta make it happy.
Yeah, Yoshi Story. I played a little bit of this game the other day when I was showing you how to run ROMs, Peter. And unfortunately, the N64 ROM you had for Yoshi Story didn't work very well. But the Yoshi's games, they're really cute. They're really fun. Mm-hmm. And I can see how sometimes it is nice to just kind of play like a really lighthearted game.
Yes.
Yeah, where it's like, you know, hey, I just kind of want to sit down for a bit and kind of unwind and stuff like that. So I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's really cool. The Yoshi games.
Yeah.
There are not enough of them.
No, I agree. That's why I said we need another Yoshi game for a Switch.
Yeah. And I love that all the Yoshi games use like totally different art styles. So like Yoshi's Woolly World is like wool, which is like Kirby's Epic Yarn, like same type of thing.
Yeah.
The one for the 3DS is kind of like almost like crayon, I guess. How do you describe it?
I would say that.
This one's like a pop-up book, which is cool. Mm-hmm. That's just, yeah, so.
And you had those, I mean, at the time it was on the 64, so you had like those 3D graphics that everybody was like, oh my gosh, this looks amazing. Because it was the time, it looked pretty freaking great.
Yeah, and you get to pick whatever color Yoshi you want to use, right? You can pick
you have like a screen that pops up and all the different colored Yoshis are there, and so you get to pick.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And as a kid, man, as an adult, I love that I get to pick my colored Yoshi.
do you own it for 64?
I do.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have it as a ROM.
Yeah,
you did. It would work better.
Maybe. Yeah, unfortunately.
But I did get that that 64 controller for my computer.
Oh, yeah. So how's it work?
I haven't fired it up yet.
Okay.
I've been reading for Swish and Flick. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that happens. When you're working on like 80 podcasts, that happens.
I do. I have a lot going on with podcasting.
No, I do too. Yeah. So.
We can't help that we're popular people. I'm just
saying. Yeah, we're podcasters. That's what we do. Okay, so for my number four,
right,
is a game that I think a lot of people used it for something. It is, but I like it for what it has evolved to on the internet. And that is Mario Paint. So did you ever play Mario Paint?
No.
Okay.
But I heard.
Do you know what it is?
Pretty fun. Yeah.
Okay. So Mario Paint was a game for the Super Nintendo. And it came with like a mouse peripheral.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole thing is you make pictures and stuff and you use your mouse and all that stuff. But okay, that's cool. Whatever. The whole reason to use this game is for the music generator, okay?
Oh, my God.
So you can make, like, simple, like, little tunes, and you use, like, it gives you, like sounds from the game, from the Mario game, right? And mm-hmm. So what this has turned into, though, on the internet is that people because you can just record things longer, people hack the game and stuff like that, so you can do like a lot longer than just a couple loops and stuff like that. People have recorded like every song you can possibly imagine with Mario Paint and put it on YouTube. I mean, literally YouTube anything. There's like Dragon Force songs. I mean, every song that comes out gets a Mario Paint version. And so I've spent a lot of time with it, and it's just a lot of fun. You get like your little scale, okay, and you can like put this sound here. And it is just so much fun to do. And it's actually kind of an interesting way to learn about like creating music, which is really weird and really funny. I don't know. Maybe it's a reason why I like, because I did it back in the day. And so maybe it's a reason why I've actually learned to play guitar and learned to play piano mm-hmm. and learned all these things because.
Well, and you say it in almost every single episode. You're very into gaming soundtracks.
Yeah. The score. So. I'm all about the score. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so I think that. So yeah, this game basically lets me create whatever score I want. So it's awesome. and tons of developers have like credited this game as like the game that got them into like game development and stuff like that. And so,
awesome.
Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, the painting part is cool. I get it, whatever, but we all know we're here for the music editor, which is awesome. So, but seriously, if you haven't, just go YouTube Mario Paint and then any song you can think of, and I guarantee it'll come up. So
that's awesome. That's so cool.
So, okay. So number three.
Number three, and I know you're going to enjoy this one. I have Mario Party 2.
Hey, that's what I have at number three.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what can we say about having Hootenanny?
I'm going to have a big old Hootenanny. Yep. it's the best Mario Party.
If you're from Vernon, you got to have a Hootenanny.
Yeah. Yeah, we grew up in a pretty redneck town. But yeah, Mario Party 2 is, in my opinion, the best Mario Party for one very specific reason, the Western world.
And you the like fact Western that, land.
Oh, yeah. And you're going to have a Hootenanny. But it's just, it's really, for me, it was like the first Mario Party I played. I don't think I really played Party 1. Yeah, so I played Mario Party 2. And that was the one, again, at our friend Evan's house where we would all, where Tiffany and I would all play GameCube Mario or Mario Power Tennis.
Power Tennis,
we would also play a lot of Mario Party 2. And so for me, it was really the one I played a lot. God, the blisters you would get on your hands.
Dude, you knew you were a pro when the middle of your palm was just, it's like when you play guitar and you get your nice little calluses going, you know, you're epic.
Yeah. And I think that this game not only destroyed friendships, but destroyed controllers. Because
RIP for all those controllers. Pour one out.
I don't know how they expected those flimsy little analog sticks on the N64 to hold up when people playing Mario Party.
Do you ever break one?
I know. Actually, I've been very fortunate. I actually still have two of my original N64 controllers, and they work just fine. But
yeah, I never broke one either. So
yeah, but I've definitely played on people's who did have broken, and it was not fun at all.
No, you're like done after that. What are you going to do?
Oh, yeah. Like, what are you going to do? I mean, there's some games you can play without it, but yeah. So, so for me, this was really two Mario Party. So, there's so much to say. Like, I love actually how kind of random it is. Mm-hmm. Like at the end where it's like, oh, well, if you collect the most coins, you get a thing. And so you have different strategies, right? Like, oh, I have a different strategy. Like for me, I was always like, well, if I can get the most coins, I know at least I'm getting that star.
The coin the mini game star.
Yep. And then I like that somebody gets the star for having like the least amount of luck and stuff like that. And so sometimes you're like, sometimes it's not worth racking up as many stars as you can because people can steal them at the end.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so you're kind of in this position where you're like, well, all right, if I've got like three and everyone else has got like four, I feel like I'm good. But if you're like
coins,
right? But if you're like, if you have like six stars and everyone else has one, like you're screwed. Yeah, you're screwed. Everyone's stealing from you. So,
especially when you get those, like the gambling ones where they would like switch, like you would trade amounts with people. Like that's when it's over for you. Yeah. Like you're gonna swap stars with me, and I have one, and you have seven.
Yeah, so we're done. So bad. But there are other cool worlds in this one. This one has, what is it? This one has like a scary land, doesn't it? Or like a Halloween one.
Mystery land, I believe.
This one has the pirate
one. Horror land, I'm sorry.
This one has pirate, doesn't it? Yeah.
Pirate land, space land, and Bowser land.
Yeah.
I love pirate land.
Yeah, because the pirate one, the cannons will fire, right?
And you get to wear those little pirate hats.
Yeah. So Mario Party 2. Okay, that's both of our number threes. So what do you have at number two?
So at number two, this is my last one, I have Super Smash Brothers.
Okay.
But like I was saying before, like this game has like one of my best memories. Like this is the one I brought up on the one where we talked about our favorite games that we got for Christmas.
Yeah.
So this was the one where I would like just sit and I would play for forever and I would sit in my blow up chair and I would knock it out. And then my cousin and I would play together. And, you know, we played this game a lot in college.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I went to the University of Toledo for 2.5
years.
Go
Rockets.
Woo. Rockets. Yeah. So we would just sit and I was lucky enough to find friends up there who loved to game as well. And so we would just sit
I thought for a second you were going to say lucky enough to find friend up there. And just leave it.
Oh my God.
I'm just giving you a hard time.
I know how to make friends.
Okay.
No, but I mean, we would just sit there and we would just play and just, I don't know, it was just great memories associated with this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Super Smash Brothers, the one for the 64. Still my favorite Smash Brothers.
Yes.
I like that. Just that it's a little more simple. Like it's, you're not like, it's not where you're like crazy ultra competitive like these other ones are.
And there's not so much happening at once that you really have no chance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. yeah. There's the Super Smash doesn't exist. And so really it's like, cause I like to play Smash like with items. And I think the items are best balanced in this game where there's not like a bazillion of them. Like there's so many items and some of the other ones, I'm like, what does this do again? And I kind of forget, but I feel like the items in this were like just good enough where it's like, okay, cool. And you can turn them off if you don't want them or whatever, but
yeah.
You know, one of the first things we did was we turned items off and we did like 99 stock and everybody had to use Captain Falcon. So just like Falcon Punch, like everywhere. It was great.
Everybody's Falcon Punching.
Yeah, everybody's That's Falcon cute. Punching. It was great.
What was your favorite item in that game?
Probably the sword.
Okay,
it's just like a big laser sword. Mm-hmm. Almost, you know, not quite a lightsaber, but more of like a laser claymore type thing. Not that we now have a lightsaber that's a claymore, but yeah. So,
well, Luke does say, what do you think, I'm gonna bring out my laser sword?
My laser sword. He does. Spoilers for Last Jedi.
Sorry, if you haven't seen Last Jedi, what are you doing?
Yeah.
I think my favorite item would be I guess I got two. I love Pokeballs.
Oh yeah.
And then I loved the hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh god, when somebody gets the hammer, everyone's like, oh god, get the out of here, because like isn't it great like when somebody picks up the hammer like everyone spreads out, like oh god, everybody scatters.
It's especially great when you're in a world that's like there's like hardly any space, and then there's like moving platforms, and then they're like trying to get to the moving platforms, and you're like, nah, here I go.
Yeah, just wrecking everything. Yeah, nice.
Oh, such a good game.
Nice. Okay. Well, at my number two, I have Luigi's Mansion.
Okay.
So did you ever play Luigi's Mansion?
A little bit, but not enough to add it to my list.
Okay. So Luigi's Mansion, I think, is probably the most underrated Mario game. If I were doing a list of every Mario together, main series and whatever, it'd make my top 10. Nice. It's really good. It's a lot of fun. It was Luigi's basically first game. Hey, okay. And this was cool because Mario gets like, you know, Flood and Sunshine, where he gets like the jetpack water pack thing. And Luigi gets, you know, Luigi turns into a Ghostbuster. But it is so much fun. It was a launch title for the, I think it was a launch title for the GameCube. And it's just so much fun. You basically run around mansion, you're collecting ghosts, and it's got the kind of Metroidvania thing where you get power-ups and you have to go back and figure out like what's going on in the thing. And Mario has been like kidnapped, and you have to fight Bowser at the very end on top of the mansion, and it's just really cool. And you actually need to play it, and when you play it, what I mean to say is when you beat it, you get like a score based upon how many coins you collected. Because then, like, once all the ghosts are gone in the house, you get to see like what your house would be. Is it a mansion? Is it more of like a shack? And so it's just kind of cool. It's just another little fun element to play through it. But yeah, it's really cool. There's like somewhat of a little story in it. Like some of the ghosts have like their own little story. It's the Poltergust 3000 that Luigi has. So it's a lot of fun. It's really cool. This is where we need another sequel. We need another Luigi's Mansion. Yeah. There was one for the 3DS. It was okay. It was more like mission-based rather than just like one big mansion you get to go into or a Switch version. So, and it was received really well. So it's just a lot of fun. It's Luigi's Mansion. If you've never played it, you really should. It is also in Nintendo Land, which was kind of like the Wii Sports for the Wii U, there's a Luigi's Mansion minigame, which is a lot of fun. So there's like four people are on the screen and they're ghost, and one person gets to be who's using the gamepad gets to you like turn the lights on and off so you can see the ghost, and you have to chase him around, and it's a whole big thing. But it's a lot of fun. Nintendo Land, also a very underrated game, but the Luigi's Mansion section from that is a lot of fun. So anyway, Luigi's Mansion, check it out.
Nice.
Okay, Tiffany, what do you have as number one?
Number one, this one packs the most memories for me, and it is the OG Mario Party.
Oh, okay.
Yep. I just love this game, and I don't even own this game.
What?
Yeah. I used to play this with my cousin Andy, and I never got around to getting it. I had 2 and 3, but for some reason, every time I wanted to go get this, it was like sold out. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you know, new systems come out. So I kind of, like, you know, wasn't really a priority for me to get. And now they're like crazy expensive.
Right, right.
So I don't know. I loved every single level. I loved Peach's birthday cake was my favorite level. Mm-hmm. When I played up there, I let my little cousin, I let her be Peach. So I would play as Yoshi. So I played as Yoshi in this game, but the mini games in this one are my absolute favorite. I love facelift. Mm-hmm. We had to move like Bowser's face to match the one in the middle. I loved the crazy cutter where you had to like use the jackhammer to like cut out the shape, whether mm-hmm. it was like Boo or a Goomba or something.
Mushroom mix up. I'm just looking at some of the, have a list pulled up here. Some of the mini games.
Musical Mushroom, like Tipsy Turny, the Slot Car Derby, the Skateboard mm-hmm. Scamper. Every single mini game is epic.
Tiffany knows all of them.
I just love them so much. Like, so when I'm looking to just like, you know, like maybe I'll turn on Mario Party 3 and, you know, I just want to play some mini games. I don't want to play like a full game. I will mm-hmm. go and I will search out the games that are the same. From Mario okay. Party into Mario Party
1. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you get that one for the 3DS, you can just pick, can't you?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things we forgot to mention when we were talking about Mario Party earlier is one of the coolest elements of Mario Party is when you get the mini games where it's like, oh, is it going to be like 2-on-2, every man for himself, or like you get 1-on-3 mini games? Mm-hmm. Yep. It's like that, so it like forces you to team up with people. It's a really great idea.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. And then, you know, this was the one where if you wanted to get mini games, you would have to buy them with the coins that you earned from playing like the regular, like the board game.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, everybody, say you play the 4-player, like all your coins get compiled into your little mushroom bank, and then you can go and you can buy the mini games. So then if you want to go and just play, you would have to buy them. So that element was like, oh man, because in the other games it's not like that. You just have them, or you just have to unlock them like to play them. But this you know, you had to buy them. But this is the OG where, you know, this is where the havoc started. This is where the blisters began. Like,
yeah.
So good.
Have you ever played or heard of Fortune Street?
No.
Okay. It's a game I'm looking it up now. It might not be anything like Party. It's a game that I remember seeing come out, and I guess it's kind of like Monopoly, I guess.
Okay.
But there is one for the Wii, which has Mario. And so I thought maybe it was more like a thing. I guess it also has Dragon Quest characters. What is this thing?
I don't know,
but I almost bought it. And okay, I guess maybe it's not like Dragon. I guess maybe it's not like Mario Party. But I don't know. It looks like it from the freaking cover, because there's the dice and there's Mario. And yeah, I guess. So anyway, okay. Well, my number one is a game I gushed about quite a bit about a week ago when we did our games we want to come on the Switch. And that would be Dr. Mario. It's Dr. Mario. I mean, what more do you want? I mean, who doesn't want their doctor to be their plumber? It's a winner. It's a win all, you know?
I'd feel safe.
Yeah. He fixes your pipes at home, then he fixes your pipes, okay? You know? I mean.
Oh, my God.
And he does it by just shoving, you know, bajillion pills, you know, at you. So, yeah. I mean, it's Dr. Mario. I spent so much time talking about it the other day, but I don't know. It's like Tetris, but it's Mario. And I just like that it's different. So you have to match the pills and you're kind of confined to the space because the like viruses are like are all over the place. So it has just more depth, I would say, than like Tetris, where Tetris is much more fast paced, where Dr. Mario is, I guess, more strategic, planning out and stuff like that. So Yeah, the Game Boy and the NES version, I think, are the best. But there have been plenty of other versions. There's like a version for the Wii U or the Wii. There's like Dr. Luigi, which, geez, I mean, if you think Mario would be a bad doctor, who could possibly imagine how good of a Dr. Luigi would be?
He's using that ghost sucker to.
But I think you can get, there's one for the 3DS you can get as well. The game has not really changed all that much, but the two-player mode is a lot of fun. And then you got Fever and Chill. I mean, those are your songs. You don't need anything else. It's pretty straightforward. It's Dr. Mario. I play it all the time. Everyone was like, yeah, no, I'm gonna sit down and play some Dr. Mario. It's kind of just an unwind game for me. So that is our list. Anything you just want to kind of mention that we didn't really mention that made that almost made your list but didn't, Tiffany?
I don't think so. I think that was pretty I think I had it all. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of talked about some, Mario Party 5 for the GameCube. I played that one. That one's a lot of fun.
I played 7 with the little microphone thing and
You know,
I kind of wanted to add in the OG Donkey Kong.
Oh, yeah, that would count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the arcade one. I had a lot of fun playing that game.
And of course, we didn't include at all Mario Kart because we want to wait and do an entire list on that. So obviously, those games would add in to the list as well. There's those weird Mario games for like the SNES.
There was like a teacher. There was one that was like Mario numbers or something.
No, you're thinking of Mario Teaches Typing, which did almost make my list. There's Mario Teaches Typing and Mario Teaches Typing 2, and they're both great.
No, there was one like preschool.
Oh, was there?
Yeah.
I know.
I can't remember what system it was on, but it was like Mario like shapes or I don't know something.
Let me pull it up here. Educational games. Mario Teaches Typing, Mario Teaches Typing 2. I'm sure there is. I'm not seeing it. Oh, we also did not mention Mario Super Strikers, which is the soccer game, which is really good. That almost made my list. There's Mario Pinball. Then another game which we didn't mention was Super Princess Peach, which is hilarious. That I don't know what they were thinking, but in that game, Peach has to rescue Mario and Luigi, and Peach's special ability is her emotions. Sometimes she gets angry, sometimes she gets sad. It's so ridiculous.
I'm not gonna say anything about this.
It's so ridiculous that game exists. So, I don't know.
You just gotta use your feelings, guys.
Yeah, just use your feelings. There's also Super Mario Run for iOS, yeah. And then Captain Toad Treasure Tracker. So that was a mini game in Super Mario 3D World for the Wii U, and it actually got its own game, and it's really good. It's a lot of fun. So, I think that's most everything we'll cover. I don't know what we're gonna do next, Tiffany and I. There's tentatively a Nintendo Direct next week. So we'll wait and see. Might cover that if that happens. If it's like Thursday, maybe we'll do something and cover it the following week or something. So
you never know what we're gonna do here.
Yeah, don't know. But somebody sent us a comment and he said he really liked that I brought up Metal Gear Solid 2 and wants me to do a Metal Gear Solid series overview. So that's something I'm considering down the line. Send us a comment. Go to the Facebook page and just message us. That's like,
what's your favorite list? What's your top 10? Non-main series.
Tell us that. Tell us if there's anything you want us to cover. Tiffany and I are also going to be doing some game series where we just kind of do like a series overview. Right now we're working on Joe and Mac.
Makes you want to hurt some people.
We'll get through it. Maybe we'll title that series games that are not as good as you were.
Games that make you want to break things.
So we're kind of working like that. We might do a Joe and Mac adventure island. Might turn it into into something like that so we can talk about them. Because it was funny because I said, wow, this game reminds me a lot of Adventure Island. And you're like, yeah, totally played that like today.
I was like, I literally had like, I played like Joe and Mac for like an hour and I got so frustrated. I had to switch to something else. And I was like, I'm playing Adventure Island.
Yep.
So, and then you texted me about it. I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's fate. Yeah.
So yeah, so maybe we'll talk about that. So I don't know, we'll figure it out, but we'll be here next week. So Tiffany, where can people find you?
On the internets, you can find me at tiffswish_flick. That is on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. And I am on Swish and Flick podcast, which is an all Harry Potter podcast. We're doing a reread. We are now on Chamber of Secrets. So make sure you tune into that. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, and YouTube every Sunday.
Woo. Yeah. You can find me anywhere on the internet. It's pretty much at Super Games Bros. I also do a Star Wars podcast called Rebel Watch, a Game of Thrones, Dragon Ball, just movie comic kind of review thing called Second Breakfast. And I'll give a quick shout out to our buddy Ez, who I do a lot of podcasts with, and our other buddy Lane Smith. They are starting a podcast called An Unexpected Podcast, which is going to be, they're going to be talking some J.R.R. Tolkien, some Lord of the Rings. So I think they just launched their first episode on that. Yeah. It's check on it
Podbean.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on Podbean. Maybe iTunes. I don't know. They just started.
Literally just started. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, something else cool to check out if you want to see what we're all doing. And Megan and Katie from Swish and Flick are starting a vlog.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's called 9¾ Street. Is that what it's?
Main Street 9¾, possibly.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, you can check it out. That's kind of what our whole group is doing. It's slowly turning into a big, huge podcasting
Ohio
group. It really is. We're slowly taking over the world of podcasting.
It's true.
Yeah. I've been jokingly trying to come up with a name for all of us. Like, you know, it's like, you know, how there's there's like the Justice League and Super Friends and stuff like that.
We got to figure it out.
We've got to come up with it. And
yes,
I was joking. I said, maybe we should just do a podcast, like just have like a podcast with four people from like the group where we just talk about podcasting. So like, I mean, as like an informational thing, because people ask, hey, what do you guys use to podcast? And stuff like that. And so it is kind of cool to talk like tech and podcasting stuff like that. So. Yeah, podcasting 101. So
we love it.
Anywho, just hit us up, guys. Let us know what you want to hear. And as always, thanks for listening.
Save big money on protecting your garden now at Menards. Messina's Animal Stopper is a liquid repellent that prevents animals from damaging your garden. Available in a convenient, ready-to-use bottle. It lasts for up to 30 days, regardless of weather and watering. Save big money on Messina's Animal Stopper at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save.